Ugh, I don't want to do this.
I know, but dental care is essential to good health.
No, not brush my teeth. Who complains about brushing their teeth? Other than little kids.
Fun fact, I invented flossing. The tooth kind and the dance.
Wait, are you saying I have morning breath?
If the furry tongue fits.
Yikes, sorry. I guess I've fallen down a bit on the hygiene since Marissa left.
So I guess from the rat city that is formed in your discarded pizza boxes.
No, I mean, work on the sculpture. I was feeling so much better last night, you know? I just can't face the idea of diving into a 20-foot tall sculpture of the woman who left me right now.
Then don't.
Really? You're not gonna, like, make fire singe my feet whenever I'm not sculpting or something?
Look, I held up my end of the deal. You're successful and suffering. What you do with that is up to you. I get your soul no matter what.
I never really thought about it that way. You want coffee?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
You know, I gotta admit, you got me good on that deal. Fair and square.
Thanks. Most people are too busy crying and panicking to appreciate the true craftsmanship that goes into what I do. The devil is real? And it's you? Do you have my abuela? Yes, yeah, I do. I don't care if she made you cookies. She was a terrible woman, and now she's paying for it. Ugh, so boring.
Really? You're so good at what you do. Your boss must be pretty happy with you.
Well, we're not on the best of terms.
Why?
I wasn't getting promoted fast enough, so I kind of gunned for his job. And he found out about it and fired me, so I kind of opened up my own shop. It's a whole thing. You can actually read about it.
Sounds like something Elon Musk would do.
That guy. I can't believe he wants me to pay for my own checkmark.
Coffee's ready. How do you take it?
Black as the pits you'll burn in.
Here you go.
Thank you. Wow. This is better than the fancy hipster coffee shop around the corner. You're funny, Julian. And you see the real me.
Thanks, man. My parents taught me to read the book, not the cover.
They do sound lovely. I almost regret ruining their marriage, but not really.
They are. You know, I always thought that was the disadvantage as an artist. Being brought up in a stable home and a loving environment. And then having such a terrific girlfriend. And it was. My career was totally stalled until you came along.
Oh, I didn't change the character of your art. I just made the connections for you. Your work stands on its own.
It does?
Absolutely. I've loved art since forever. And that's not always the case. Remember the scream?
Edvard Munch?
That was his reaction to meeting me. It was very cruel.
Wow.
And that's not even the half of it. Don't get me started on Van Gogh and the ear incident.
Wow.
Artists can be wily, especially if they're mad at you. When I was modeling for the David, I was going by that name at the time. I like to, you know, change things up. Me and Mikey.
Michelangelo?
We had a falling out. We made up, but that was before I found out what he did to me in the below the belt department.
Hey, Dad. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate you checking in on me. Oh, you're not. Well, I'm having a hard time. I know you are too. What? I'm just out for a walk to get some fresh air. My friend Tad suggested it. No one. Yeah, he's pretty nice actually. Are things going any better with Mom? What? With the tennis instructor and the Pilates instructor? Ugh. She's really diving into her second act. She says that after she saw my sculpture, she wanted a man that could look at her the way I've looked at Marissa? Wait, where did Mom see the sculpture of Marissa in me? There's ads around town? Where? Never mind. I found one. Or a thousand. Let me call you back. Tad, why are there posters of Love's First Kiss all over Brooklyn and everywhere else? Oh my god, it's around the corner. It's on the subway. It's on that bus going by. I thought I couldn't hate that bus more, but now I do. Taz, the transit department wanted a photo for the ad, so I sent them one of the original sculptures. You're welcome.
Excuse me, did I hear you right? Are you the guy who made that beautiful sculpture dedicated to the love of his life?
Yes.
It's so beautiful. Your art, your soul, it moves me. Could I kiss you?
I'm sorry, you what?
Oh, your kisses are even art.
Hey, man.
Hello, sir. Would you like a kiss, too?
No, but I would like it if you left my girlfriend alone.
You leave him alone, Harold. At least he's a real man. One who understands passion.
Yeah, well, maybe I'd show you passion if you talked about something other than Octavia.
It's a yogurt that helps your bowels. Why wouldn't I talk about it?
Could this night get any weirder? Stupid posters all over everywhere. Damn you, New York, and your robust tourism board. That's it. I'm ripping them down. These posters are ruining my life, which admittedly I already ruined by making a deal with the devil. But still, it's not supposed to be bad until after I die.
Julian, is that you?
Marissa? Marissa, hi. How you been? It's been ages.
Well, I'm not screaming at the sky and defacing billboards, so I got that going on for me.
Okay, it's totally explainable. There are the public transit posters to promote public transit, but I don't want us to promote public transit, so I was just stopping that.
Yeah, you've always been a real fossil fuels guy. Nothing says Julian like driving a gas guzzler the last 6 years.
Exactly. Remember when we took that road trip leaf peeping in Vermont last fall? We had a lot of fun.
We did. What's going on with you, Julian?
Life has been a lot.
From all the news coverage, it looks like you finally got all the success you've always longed for.
Yeah, well, isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Come on. All your wildest dreams are coming true. I see posters for Love's First Kiss everywhere. Thank you for consulting me, by the way.
This is my first time seeing them. I haven't exactly been out of the studio in a while.
Did it have to be so public?
Tell me about it.
I found out about it because half of my friends read it on an art gossip site.
You have the nerdiest friends.
Yeah, well, they aren't fans of yours either, after the way you treated me.
Oof.
I trusted you, and then you bolted the moment you thought you could do better. And now the totem of our love is everywhere. Everywhere I look, there you are. It's like you're laughing at me.
Oh, Marissa, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. If I can get my mother to stop bragging about me to all her friends. You see those posters over the sewer grate? That's my daughter.
How is Deborah?
Says she was right about you all along, but fine.
I miss you so much.
I've met someone.
The texter from before?
The texter from before. The way things ended was tough for me. And really unlike you. It really threw me for a loop about what I thought I knew and what I wanted.
I'm really sorry.
You broke my heart.
Yeah, I broke mine too. I'm so sorry.
I know. Me too.
Can I ask you one last thing? Would you come over?
I told you I'm seeing someone. I'm not into breakup sex.
No, that's not it. Look, I know that it's too late to get you back, and I respect that. But I can't bear the thought of you hurting because of the misunderstanding. I just want a chance to explain.
I'm gonna go.
Okay, look, you're right. I was immature. I was selfish. I made some really bad decisions, and I gave up the person I love for fleeting success and popularity from critics and the random people in the public.
See? Was that so hard?
Because I made a deal with the devil.
Julian, I don't have time.
Please come to the studio. I'll show you. I'll explain everything on the way.
I don't know.
Please, do me this one favor, and I promise I will never, ever, ever so long as I walk this earth, ask you for anything again.
Fine, but if you take your clothes off when we get there, I swear to God I am leaving. Okay, I'm here. What did you want to explain, other than why there are fresh burn marks on the floor?
Those are from Tad.
Tad? The one from the article? I hadn't forgotten him.
Well, I know this is going to sound weird, but he is the devil.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I can't believe I followed you back.
No. Remember that day I was saying I would sell my soul for some misery so it helped my career?
Oh, that one day?
I know. Because that's what I thought would actually happen, but apparently it's not true.
Julian.
Yeah, sorry, babbling. Okay, anyway. Tad obviously heard and he came here and I wasn't paying attention and I agreed to sell him my soul because obviously I didn't believe he was the actual devil. And you know, I never read the fine print.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. I'm still paying off the infrared sauna you signed us up for.
Marissa, he's the one who said the stuff about Giselle Bundchen. He's the one who broke up my parents and he's the one who broke us up.
Oh, so it's not enough to not take responsibility for our breakup. You also have to blame it on someone else.
Not just anyone else, the devil.
Who are you?
Quit quibbling and get in the closet.
Why should I get in the closet?
Because I want you to see Tad. And if he sees you, he'll just pretend he's a normal jerk hipster.
So every guy in this building?
If he doesn't know you're here, then he'll be his real self. He's coming, quick, get in the closet.
So I can get literal closure? Got it. Huh. You never told me you hid snacks in here. Ooh, Toblerone?
Shh, be quiet.
Do not silence a woman. Luna bars!
Hang on. Ugh, false alarm. It was just a janitor.
Okay, I'm getting out.
Please, just a few more minutes. The guy's always around here, not my chisel.
Fine. Is the devil here now?
No.
Is the devil here now?
No.
Is the devil here now?
I hear him. No, that's just a heavy-footed rat. What are you doing in there?
Nothing. Keep an eye out for the devil.
Seriously? Are you playing Wordle?
Something like that.
You're texting your new boyfriend.
Texting is a part of it?
Okay, get out of the closet.
Why? I just found your secret stash of Cool Ranch chips. I'm never coming back.
I take it back. This is my version of hell.
Ah, come on, Julian. It was kind of fun hanging out, realizing that I won the breakup.
Whoa, oh, whoa. You did not win the breakup. I'm famous. I'm literally the face of New York. Oh, or the arms in the back. I guess my face is kind of obscured in the poster version.
Didn't I? I got the apartment, have a new boyfriend, and just got a free closet dinner. You live in your studio and may or may not be seeing ghosts.
Devils. Ghosts aren't real, I hope.
I stand corrected.
Anyway, it was nice to see you. Thanks for coming. Sorry for wasting your time. Again.
You never wasted my time. I should go. Bye, Julian.
Bye, Marissa.
Yes, Mom. So far the date is going pretty well. Yeah, it's the guy from the dating app you signed me up for. His name is Drew. Yes, he liked my profile. It feels so weird being out with someone who isn't Julian. Yeah, I know you like him because he's not Julian. Julian had his good qualities, Mom. He'd make me tea every morning and keep our kitchen so organized with his OCD and always clean the litter box so I wouldn't have to. Okay, he's coming back. Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Hope I didn't keep you too long. I never really get how much time one spends going to the bathroom. It's a thing they never mention about mortals.
What?
But nothing, just a wee joke. What were we talking about?
Your time in Nepal.
Oh, yes. I studied with gurus there for 3 years.
Wow, I've always wanted to go.
Oh, what's stopping you?
Well, honestly, I wanted to go with my ex, but he was too nervous.
In my opinion, the best partners are the ones who support each other.
I absolutely agree.
May I ask you something?
Sure.
Have you ever felt supported?
I don't know. Yes?
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
I'm a curator, so my job is supporting artists. And my ex-boyfriend was an artist, so I supported him. I don't need that much.
Oh, everyone needs something. What is it you're looking for?
I haven't really thought about it. What are you looking for? What did you study?
A massage. I give one hell of a back rub, you might say.
You do?
I would love to show you.
Well, I guess I wouldn't want to let those 3 whole years go to waste.
Waitress, may we close out our check? I have a proposal.
A what now?
Can we go back to your place?
Slow down there, buddy.
Where I can work that knot out of your IT ban while I listen to you share your feelings about all 4 seasons of Love is Blind.
Wow, Drew. You really are quite the charmer, aren't you? Hey, Drew.
Oh, yes, Drew. Anyhow, I'm just being honest. So shall we get a nightcap?
Unfortunately, I have work early tomorrow morning, and if I'm being honest, I feel a little odd being out with you.
Is it my mustache? Because I can shave right here at the table if necessary.
No, you're really lovely and handsome and a good listener.
What? Just kidding. No, but seriously, please. Please go on.
And I had a wonderful time.
You did?
I did, yeah. But like I told you before, I'm just getting out of a serious relationship and it feels a little too soon to be out with someone else.
I understand.
You do?
I don't love it, but I understand.
Thank you.
Well, since this is our first and last date, would it be too forward if I asked you for a kiss goodbye?
I guess it wouldn't hurt. Oh. My. God.
Not quite, but close.